Okay, this is a phone. I'm coming to replace the charging system, the USB. Okay, the first thing you have to plug this machine for 10 to 15 minutes so you can hit the back glass. This one is a glass. Okay, don't force to open it if you have this machine. If you have this machine, you can take water, put inside the pot and put on top of the gas. When the water is boiled, just find something like a metal, flat metal, put on top of the pot. The metal will become very hot. They can put the phone there. At least this one can become hot a bit so you can have access to open it. Okay. After you do it like that, you just find something a bit sharp, just trying to put inside here. Make sure you put inside properly, make sure you go inside when after it gets hot. When hot, it gets like make more easy for it to open. After you put it, you find something like a rubber, a bit soft, like car, just force to put inside that place and remove the other one and try to ride it right around. Okay, just try to ride it. Ride it right around. Okay, take out the cover. Remove it. Okay, don't worry about this one. You just fix it inside back, very easy to fix. Okay, just put it inside like this. Okay, now you need to take out all the screw. Okay, make sure you take out all the screw. Okay, you take out the first screw, this one. I try to remove the metal and to disconnect the battery so you can open the downside and take out the charging system also. So make sure you take out all the screw first. You take out all the screw on this panel side, okay, not the one at the top here, just take out the one at the panel side here so I can disconnect the battery. Okay, after I take out all the screw, I remove this panel on top. Okay, you see the battery terminal. You need to disconnect the battery terminal. Okay, you connect this connector here. Okay, remove this one on top. This is the sensor. Just take it out, put there. Okay, it is going to the battery terminal. Take out all the screw down here also. You should take out all the screw down here, okay? So you can have access to take out the charging system. Leave this black screw. This one is for the connector, LCD connector. Don't take out that black one, just take out the shiny one here. Okay. After I take out the one, remove the ringer. This is the ringer. Don't put the pen set or anything around this connector size so you don't spoil the connectors. Okay, just put some place where there is no connector. And make sure you don't put it inside that much. You don't spoil anything inside, okay? Just try to raise this one up. Okay, you open it like this. Okay, now you need to remove the charging port from this side. Okay, the charging system come one set with the cable, long one. Okay, you just take out, disconnect this one first from here. Okay, and remove the charging port, this one, this black cable. Try to take this screw, take out this screw here. Take out these two black screws. Okay. Then you remove this motherboard on top. Remove this last screw. Okay. Try to ease this motherboard on top a bit. Okay. So you don't get any damage here. Take out this connector. Put it one side. You can see the charging system is here because there's a connector on connect to this charging system connector here, down here. That's why you need to take out the motherboard so you can have way to open it very nice. Okay, remove the charging system. There's a glue on it, so you have to very be careful. Just do it slowly. Okay, just try to open it slowly like this. Okay, you remove the charging system, just coax it and push it out, remove the connector. It comes one set with the connector like this, okay? Now it's time to fix the new one, okay? Okay. When you you fix first the charging system side before you connect the connector up there. So you fix it first, slide it inside a bit. Just slide it inside like this. Okay, make sure you go inside properly and you rest properly like this. Okay, then you fix the connector here. Okay, now you put this board also. Is this connector up here a bit? Because this connector needs to connect to this board. Okay. Put this inside very nice like this. Okay. You connect this connector also. Make sure you get the right position before you press it in. Don't force the press it if you don't have the right position so you don't spoil the connector on the board, okay? Make sure you connect the connector very nice. Okay, now you replace back the black screw. You take out the three black screw, one to the motherboard, another two to the charging system there. And so you replace them. Okay, after you replace them very nice, now you replace the battery. The battery is the last one you need to fix. Okay, then put back the ringer. Just make sure you slide it in properly, then you just squeeze it down like this. Okay, put back this sensor. Sensor have connector here, don't forget. Connect the sensor connector so these magnets that can work. Okay. Then put the phone back, replace all the screw back you take out, so many screws. Up and down, replace all the screw, okay? Don't leave any screw. Make sure you replace all the screw, okay? Don't leave any screw, okay? Replace everything. After you replace the screw right round, then you put the glue right round. Okay, just put it at the edge of the phone very nice. Right round. Don't put it on top of the screw. Just make sure you put it at the edge. Okay? Put it right round very nice. Okay? After I put the glue right round, okay, now you put the cover very straight. Don't bend it. If you have a rubber like this, you can use it at least for 30 minutes so the glue will come down before you take it out. If you have a rubber like this, you can see it's a insulative, just tape it for 30 minutes so the cover will rest properly so it can, the glue will come dry before you take it out. See that it's okay also. Okay, then you put the charger to test the charging system and see if it's working. Connect the charger. As you can see, the logo already showed. I mean, charge system is good. Everything is nice. That means, okay.